The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be together today with all the early birds. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to be able to come here. We are so blessed to be able to worship our Lord freely. My brothers and sisters, the Lord wants no compromise in our worship. The Lord wants nothing less than our hearts. He wants nothing less than everything we have. Because that is the path of happiness. The path of compromise and mediocrity is a sad road. It is a road that is contrary to the human spirit and contrary to the deepest desires of our hearts. And so today the Lord, who always speaks to us through the Holy Scriptures, also invites us to receive the chalice and the baptism that he gives us in the sacraments of the life of the church. In the Gospel of Mark, the chalice has a perennial meaning. We hear of it in the garden. "Father, please let this chalice pass me by, but not mine, my will, but thine be done." The chalice becomes the sign of the Lord Jesus totally offering himself to the will of the Father. It is the place and the act of the transformation of the human heart. Of the human heart, the human will of our Lord being totally ablated to the divine will, and therefore his divinization being fully manifested in time. It is the place where fidelity and mercy become the path of true freedom. The baptism is a type and figure, which means to be immersed in, to be dropped into or bathed, and it is a sign of his passion. The baptism that we are all called to be immersed in, as St. Paul will say in Romans chapter 6, is the death of Christ. And for us to be liberated from the forces of evil, for us to be liberated from our own pride and vanity and self-interest and all of those vices that harm us, that turn us inward and isolate us from God, we must die. We must die to ourselves. And even that is a gift. And it is a gift that we cannot merit. And so Christ Jesus, the just one, has died for all. So by baptism, we die. We die to the forces of evil. And St. Paul will say that we are brought from the reign of sin, from the kingdom of the principalities and the powers of darkness, into the reign of Christ, into the kingdom of God. So his death becomes the path of our liberation from an oppressive solitude. Into a solitude, our hearts being free before God the Father. In our first reading today, we hear from the prophet Isaiah, perhaps one of the most amazing mystical passages in all of sacred scripture, that when Israel had lost everything in 6 centuries prior to the birth of Christ and the Babylonian exile, when there was no longer a priest to offer sacrifices, no longer one separated and consecrated for God to enter into a separated and consecrated place to reconcile Israel and to atone for the sins of Israel so that Israel may be in free relationship with God, when there's no longer a king to defend his people, no longer a land of the promise, the Israelites had only their suffering to offer. The suffering of a broken heart, of a heart that realized that their own infidelity had caused them to lose the gifts that God had given them. And yet the greatest gift Israel came to realize in exile, in alienation, and that is that even when we are unfaithful, God is faithful. And so the Lord chooses one, separated and consecrated, and like the high priest receiving the title servant, the just one who will justify many, which was the mission, the identity, and the function of the high priest, the just one, the servant who would justify many. But this was not a priest robed in the sacred vestments of the temple. It was a man chosen who was robed in his suffering. He did not bring the blood of goats and of bulls to the temple. He brought his own sacrifice. A sacrifice that was hidden, that Israel came to understand would be the path of their redemption. By the vicarious suffering of this servant, Israel's path return to the promised land would be opened. My brothers and sisters, that path is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, we find the servant, the just one, the high priest, whose heart has been totally broken, whose heart has been totally rent open for us. And it is a heart that even when it is broken, even when it is betrayed, even when it is denied face to face 3 times, remains a heart that is open to us. And so we find in the heart of Jesus, in the pierced side of our Lord, from whom blood and water still flows, a heart that is ever faithful. We find in Christ the fidelity of God. And now He has entered into the throne of grace as our merciful and faithful High Priest. And our author of the sacred letter to the Hebrews understands that He has been consecrated by His suffering, that He now stands at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. And we have a high priest who totally understands us because he has a human heart. My brothers and sisters, the way of our redemption then, the way of our redemption is to follow Christ completely. In the Gospel of Mark, He will tell us this in many ways. One is, if you wish to save your life, you must lose it. Anyone who wishes to follow me must renounce himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. If you wish to enter the kingdom of God, you must be like this child. You see how the pagan rulers lord their authority over those entrusted to them. It shall not be so among you. If you wish to be great, if you wish to understand your greatness, if you wish to pass from the kingdom of pride and vanity, of lust, of idolatry, and all the forms of self-worship that isolate us from God, if you want that, then serve one another and give your life as I do. And you will discover the freedom, the glorious freedom of the children of God. You'll discover the reign of God inside your heart. And this will be a path of happiness and joy and liberation, even in a world that is unfaithful. Even when you struggle to be faithful, you'll discover God's love within your own heart. My brothers and sisters, this is the path that the Lord Jesus opens to us. It is the shape and the form of the church. It is Eucharistic love. It is love that allows us to unite our hearts with the heart of Christ, that as He gives Himself to us, body and blood, soul and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, we are able to receive Him in humility and in silence to open our hearts to Him, aware of our infidelity, aware of our need for His forgiveness, but also aware that we have a faithful and merciful High Priest who not only intercedes for us, but who wishes our hearts to be transformed and to be like His.